SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States is dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation that Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly Moscow attack. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a scaled-down Good Friday takes place in Jerusalem.
Despite ongoing tensions in the Middle East, Christians have marked Good Friday in Jerusalem. Worshippers move slowly down the Via Dolorosa, the cobblestone alley that cuts through the limestone-walled Old City, where tradition says Jesus bore the cross to his crucifixion. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, as well as other various religious sites, is open to the faithful. Over the past 2 weeks, Friday prayers have passed without violence at the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque under tight Israeli restrictions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A measure of inflation that is closely tracked by the Federal Reserve slipped last month in a sign that price pressures are continuing to ease. Prices rose 0.3% from January to February, decelerating from a 0.4% increase from the previous month. Compared with 12 months earlier, though, prices rose 2.5% in February, up slightly from a 2.4% year-over-year gain in January. This is SRN News. A new effort to spread the gospel in foreign prisons has begun.
Officials with Prison Fellowship International and Eastern European Mission say they hope to distribute more than 100,000 Bibles to prisoners and their families all across Eastern Europe this year. EEM will print the Bibles and PFI will get them in the hands of people who participate in their programs in jails across Russia, Hungary, Romania, and other countries. Eastern Europe is seeing spiritual renewal after decades of repression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A year after a shooting at a Christian elementary school in Nashville that left 3 adults and 3 children dead, students and their families have formed tight bonds out of their shared grief. Covenant School Chaplain Matthew Sullivan says moms and dads have formed prayer groups that are an integral part of their week. The involvement of the dads now is especially noteworthy. This is SRN News. As the unrest continues, a UN report says that Haiti now needs between 4,000 and 5,000 international police to help tackle catastrophic gang violence. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
A new UN Human Rights Office report says that gangs are targeting key individuals in hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions, and that international police trained to deal with gangs are badly needed. The report says that gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. Gangs also continue to use sexual violence to brutalize, punish, and control people. The report says women are being raped during gang attacks in neighborhoods, in many cases after seeing their husbands killed in front of them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.